My name is Samantha Scher. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 22nd, 2018, and I'm speaking with Annabelle Scher, who's my grandmother. I am recording this interview in Los Angeles, California, and I'm FaceTiming her, and she is in Baltimore, Maryland. How long have you been married to Grandpa for?
We've been married for 54 years. 54 wonderful years.
Aw. How and where did you meet him?
I met him at the University of Maryland. I was a freshman and he was a sophomore. And he was working at registration. And when I went my first day at registration, when I went through, he came over and introduced himself to me. And that's how we met.
So
it was very my first day.
So he kind of introduced you and like walked you around and welcomed you?
He did. He walked me around. It was the University of Maryland, so it was a very, very big school, and it was a big auditorium where we were registering, so he kind of helped me through.
Aw, and did you like going to the University of Maryland?
Loved it. It's a great school, beautiful campus. I was lucky enough to join a sorority, and your grandfather was in a fraternity, and we just had lots of fun together, but it's a beautiful school. The classes are great. The spirit is wonderful, and it was a great place to go to school. I would do it again.
Was parenting hard?
Parenting was challenging. with three sons, two of them very energetic.
Was my dad one of them?
That your father, but yeah, go ahead.
Was my father one of the challenging ones?
No, actually, your father was the easier one. So he was easy to be with. The other two were very active and very challenging and liked to challenge their parents. But the one really nice thing was that all three boys really got along, even though they challenged us. The three of them, I can't remember many fights, if any. They really, I don't know, they just didn't bother each other. Maybe they didn't bother with each other, but they didn't bother each other. So that was the really easy part, but they gave their parents challenges.
So they challenged you guys more than each other?
Definitely.
So you would like see them getting along and hanging out and playing sports and stuff?
Yeah, they were very involved in sports. They loved, they were all in Little League. Greg particularly loved soccer. Your father liked lacrosse. Uncle Mike liked lacrosse. And they all think like you do, don't you?
Like baseball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And Uncle Greg likes soccer very much. He played soccer in college.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's a story about one of the worst things one of your sons ever did?
Well, I don't know if that's the very worst thing, but I can think about one time when your father was staying at a friend's and your grandfather and I went to the ocean. And when I called your dad and he was maybe 15 or 16 at the time, and the mother answered the phone because he was staying with a friend. And when I asked to speak to him, she told me that he had driven up to New Jersey with her son. Yes. And he told me that he was staying at her house.
Oh, my gosh. So he lied?
I wasn't very happy.
I can imagine. Needless
to say, I called him in New Jersey.
Explain how that phone call went.
We called him in New Jersey. He was caught red-handed, and we told him to come home immediately. Now, don't ask me if he did, because I don't remember. but we weren't very pleased. But otherwise, as I said before, he was the easiest of the three. Yep, you didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that, actually.
No, I probably shouldn't have told you.
That's actually shocking.
I know. Yep, well, you can ask him about it. He remembers.
That's crazy that he was the best behaved one.
Yep. Snuck right out and drove up to New Jersey.
That's so funny. I'm going to ask him about that.
Okay. You be sure to do that.
Where was your wedding with Grandpa?
Our wedding was in Baltimore at Har Sinai Congregation. It was actually, Har Sinai had just moved to this new synagogue, and it was the first wedding they had there. So it was lovely. It happened to be, strangely enough, and I don't know why, it was on a Wednesday. So my uncle from Cleveland who came down said, "Why in the world did you have it on a Wednesday? We had to drive here in the middle of the week. My wife and I both have to work." He wasn't angry, but he thought it was a little bit strange. And actually, now that I think about it, how many weddings are on Wednesday? But anyway, ours was.
Not very many.
But it was very beautiful, and it was the first one, as I said, in our new synagogue.
That's awesome.
And then we went to Bermuda for our honeymoon.
Oh, that's so pretty. Did you like your honeymoon?
Oh, I loved it. It was really nice. We went to New York for the first night, and a friend of my mother's had given us tickets to Hello, Dolly. I don't know if you know Hello, Dolly, but for the archives, Carol Channing was starring in it, and you can look it up. But she was the first star of Hello, Dolly on Broadway, and then the next day we flew to Bermuda, and it was beautiful. We had a wonderful time.
Sounds fun. Explain how your wedding day went down.
The wedding day was fabulous. My sister was in it, and Richard's sister was in it, and I had bridesmaids. In fact, I wore my best friend's wedding dress to my wedding. Yep. I didn't buy a wedding dress. Her dress fit me beautifully, and I wore it. And she's still one of my best friends today.
Oh, that's
so nice. These many years later.
How many years later?
54 years later of marriage. And she was my friend since high school. And so we're still very good friends. She lives in Maryland. And I wore her wedding dress. And Richard's best man was his oldest friend. And we had a lovely wedding. And afterwards, actually, our wedding night was spent in Baltimore. And then the next day we went up to New York to see the show. So it was a beautiful day, a beautiful ceremony. And I have just nothing but great memories. I also had a going away dress with a white top hat. I'll show you the picture sometime.
I want to see the picture.
Yeah, it was great.
Who was your maid of honor?
My maid of honor was my best friend whose dress I wore at the wedding.
That's what I thought. Yep. I was just making sure.
Yep.
Do you and Grandpa know everything about each other?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. I think we know a lot about each other. I can anticipate what he's going to say, how he's going to react, what he thinks about things a lot of times, and he can do the same with me. I probably don't know everything, and he maybe doesn't know everything about me. But we know a lot about each other. I think we know each other very well. We can read each other well.
That's great. Would you like to learn more about him?
Probably. I actually should probably sit down and have some really in-depth conversations with him, more than we've had in a while, as we get older, just to know how we feel about things and how we see things. I mean, we know a lot about each other, but I'm sure there's more to know. So, yeah, I probably would like to know some more about him and his feelings about things.
Do you think you guys are going to stay together forever?
Well, I think we're going to stay together, for a long time. I don't know what forever is, but I don't know. Forever? I don't know, Samantha. But I hope for a long time. You'll have to excuse my voice. You know, I have laryngitis now, unfortunately.
No, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it.
I found a little sound a little raspy and hoarse.
It's okay. Don't worry. It's totally fine.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Was it hard when all of your sons were raised Jewish and married all Christian women? All three of them married Christian women?
I got to tell you, not at all. First of all, I love my daughters-in-law. I think each son married just a great women. You know, I love your mom, and I love the other daughters-in-law. So I felt fortunate that the wives were okay, especially your dad and your mom and Uncle Mike and Al, Aunt Al, were both willing to and very agreeable to sort of raise the kids in sort of a Jewish way, to belong to synagogues and to have them bar and bat mitzvah. So that meant a lot to Papa and me. And that was important to us. And I think our sons respected it. And I think their wives definitely did. You know, I know your mom was very willing and Aunt Al's very willing. You know, we're moving ahead now with that, with Jack and Lily. And I don't know about Greg. That's yet to be determined. But Uncle Greg is married to a Vietnamese, and she's Buddhist. And when I ask her about Buddhism, she says it's really a philosophy more than a religion, which I think is a really
interesting
answer. Yeah, and I think she's open. But yeah, I mean, I was fine. I was really fine with the women that they married, because they're all very fine people. And that's important.
Before you really met any of them, did you ever have any doubts when you learned about their religion?
Before I met them?
Yeah, before you really got to know them.
No, I really didn't. I remember the first time I met your mom, your dad, well, they weren't married, but Brian brought Debbie to our house, and she stopped at my work, and I happened to be working for the mayor of Baltimore at that time, and he brought her into the office, and I took her around, and I just immediately liked her. She was just very warm and approachable. So, no, I mean, he didn't mention her religion, so he brought her home, introduced her, and I don't know, we went from there. No, I really didn't. I didn't worry about it ahead of time. And same thing with Al and Farouk.
That's awesome. Yep. Who, out of all your sons, apparently it's not my dad, but who was the worst behaved one? Because I would have guessed it was my dad, but apparently not.
No, definitely wasn't your dad. Who was the worst behaved? I wouldn't call them horribly behaved. I would just call them, as I said in the beginning, challenging. They like to challenge. You probably know what that's like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Challenging a parent?
Exactly.
So, your dad challenged us the least. Hardly at all, actually. And your uncles challenged us the most. That's what I have to say about that.
Awesome. Do you have any meaningful conversations with any of your sons?
I do. Very. I have a lot of meaningful conversations with your dad. So I think you probably know that.
Yeah, I hear him on the phone with you for long periods of time.
Yes, and when we come out there, we spend hours talking.
That's awesome.
Yeah, into the wee small hours of the morning. And, yeah, I have some pretty long conversations with Uncle Mike. And I have conversations with Greg. Sometimes they're long and sometimes they're short. It depends on Greg. Right?
Makes sense.
So, yeah. When he wants to talk, it's great. It's a beautiful conversation. But I probably have longer conversations with Uncle Mike and your dad. But nice conversations. And with the daughters-in-law, too. I have long conversations.
Really?
As you know, when I come out, I talk to your mom forever, right?
I know my mom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the same with Al and Trug. Your aunts.
So, growing up with a sister, was that hard? Or did you enjoy having a sister?
We really didn't get along until we were older. It's not that we didn't like each other. We just, I don't know, she kind of went her way and I went mine. So we weren't really close until we got older, until we were older, probably until we got to college. So it took a while to get there, but now we're very close. And we have been for many, 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 many years. But growing up, I think we just had our own friends and our own relationships. And I wouldn't say we weren't close. We weren't tight, but we are now, and have been for a really long time, but it took a while to get there.
Tell me about the best trip you've ever been on.
I think the most meaningful trip I ever went on was Papa and I went, took a cruise on the Danube, and we went to places where my family was from. So we got to Prague and Budapest and Vienna, and we visited, for example, we visited a place where your great-grandma, my mother, used to dance as a teenager, kind of like a nightclub. And when we went to Austria, she said, when we went to Vienna, she told us to look for this particular place and see if it was still there. And sure enough, it was still there with billboards up around it and posters talking about the dances that they were going to have. So she was really thrilled to see that it was still there. The other thing is, when we went to Prague, my mother had said, your great-grandmother, you know, you remember Tootsie, of course. She had said, when you go to Prague, you might want to visit Charles University, where your father, meaning my father, got his Juris Doctor, which is his law degree. So I said, okay, well, you know, if we're close, I'll go, you know, we'll go there. And when Papa and I went to the hotel, because we went to Prague before we got on the boat to go down the Danube. When we got to the hotel and we got to our room, I looked out of the window. It was a big picture window. And what did I see directly across the street was Charles University, where my father had gone to law school.
That's crazy.
And that was very moving. In fact, it's hard for me to talk about that now because it was... it was hard. It was where my father went to school. So when I walked up the stairs, Papa took the steps of the law school. Papa took pictures of me doing that, and I felt like I was walking in his footsteps because he had died many years before. So that was really, really meaningful to me.
That's so and, sweet.
Yeah, the whole trip was really beautiful. And in Budapest was also lovely. They had a church there, a synagogue there. And in the back of the synagogue, Tony Curtis, who's an actor who is no longer with us, but so you wouldn't remember him, but, excuse me, he had had the names of, in gold plates on a tree, the names of the Jews who had died in the Holocaust, but he also had the name, a tombstone with the righteous Christians' names who had saved the Jews in Budapest. So anyway, that was probably one of the most meaningful trips that Papa and I had ever taken. There was just a lot of history there for us, for our family.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any crazy Holocaust stories that your mother told you? Because I know that she was a survivor of the Holocaust.
Well, my mother wasn't. My grandmother and my aunt were. And actually, well, my aunt, my mother's sister, was, I don't think you ever met her. No.
I did not.
No, Edith Cavora. She was caught by the Nazis when she left this home that she was hiding in. But when my grandfather was very well known and very well respected, my mother's father was very well known and very well respected as an obstetrician gynecologist. And he had been very good to people and to many Christians too, if they couldn't afford the service, he would provide services for them. So my grandmother actually went to where my aunt was being, where her daughter, my aunt, was being held, and they released her to my grandmother, which was quite something.
That's crazy.
So, yep.
Thank God.
Yeah, really. Thank God he was so well respected and well known, and she was able to plead her case to them, which was highly unusual. So, and when my aunt came over to this country, they came over after my father and mother, because, let me back up a minute. Is this too long, or can I tell the story?
You can tell the story.
Okay. My uncle, who lived in Chicago, sponsored my mother and father. You had to have people sponsor you in order to come into the country, and he was willing to take the risk that they would be good citizens, that they would be productive citizens. So he sponsored them to come to Chicago. And my aunt came over with my grandmother after the war. So my mother and father came over before the war, because my grandmother had told my mother and father, because they had just been married, to leave because she was concerned about Hitler. And she was just concerned about the state of affairs in Europe. So they listened to her, and they came over, and my uncle sponsored her in Chicago, which is where I was born. I was born in Chicago. And when my aunt and grandmother came over after the war, my aunt, who was well-educated, and my uncle, who was also an attorney, when they came over, and my father, of course, I told you, had gone to Prague Law School at Charles University, which is in Prague, of course, couldn't practice in the United States because the laws were different, and he didn't have any money, and he couldn't afford to go to law school, and he didn't speak English well. So he had to get a job in very menial kinds of jobs, but he did what he needed to do. When my uncle came over, he was also an attorney, and he and my aunt came. By that time, we had moved to Baltimore, but they came over and moved to Connecticut, where she was a housemaid, and my uncle was a butler, and that's how they started in the United States. Yep. And then they actually did very well, and they were very successful people, financially successful, and had a wonderful life. But they had to start from nothing and work their way up, and they worked hard. So I come from a family who had to work very hard to make it, but they were smart people, and they did a great job and had great values, and I think raised nice families. And here we are.
Yeah,
and here you are. And here you are.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for your time and letting me interview you today. I really appreciate it.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I love speaking with you about it.
Thank you so much.
And we should do it more often.
We definitely should.
Okay.
Can this be published into the Library of Congress?
Yes, I'd be very happy for that to happen.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.